Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Auntie Lex, tell us about the olden days.
Fire up the hearth, pull up a rocking chair. This is Little Lex on the Prairie.
Oh, yes. What's happening to our friends and family in Walnut Grove this week?
Yes, well, we're on season one, episode 20. I didn't watch this as a kid, and I have to say, this one's a pretty scary beginning to an episode. It's called Child of Pain.
Child of Pain?
Yes, it is. Oh. And it can be triggering for people, especially if you had an alcoholic parent.
Oh no. My God, they're really tackling the issues.
It's a very special episode of Little House on the Prairie.
Sure felt like that, yeah. First, it starts out with the drunk dad coming into his house looking for his whiskey. Okay. His name is John. Turns out his son named Graham found the two bottles and broke them. So Papa got real, really upset. Kid came to school next day, and Mrs. Beetle sees his face. He has a black eye.
Oh, no.
Takes him to see Dr. Baker, tells him to take his shirt off. When he does, he has whipping marks on his back.
No.
Yeah, it's very sad. This kid's, you know, maybe third grader, maybe.
Oh.
10, something like that.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, just a side note in terms of production value here, you looked at those whipping marks, and that was just black eyeshadow and some blush. But, you know, you get the point that it was not a good reality for this little kid. Horrible makeup, but anyway, you also find out that Miss Beetle, she says that this is the fourth time in 4 months that the beatings are getting worse, and no one's really listening to her, and Dr. Baker has tried talking to the dad to hold him responsible, to stop drinking. Then the community gets together and says, you know what? They might not listen to us individually, but he might listen to us as a community. So they meet in church. And of course, the dad walks in like, what are you guys meeting about?
It's
you talking
an episode
about me?
Of intervention. Oh my gosh.
Exactly. They didn't actually have the time to intervene. he interrupted their meeting about doing an intervention because they were going to go to his house.
Oh my.
It's so
Lord.
True. You're right. They were this is like a old schooly intervention. So he's drunk, and of course the kid stays there, and the kid, you know, being the loving, you know, golden retriever type child, going, oh, daddy, I love you. I don't want to live anywhere else. You know, I want to be with my dad, you know, even though, you know, he's beating him. So the next day, the kid is late to school. So Pa Ingalls goes to the house, finds the boy underneath the kitchen table unconscious.
Oh my God.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, guys. I mean, this is a dark, dark episode.
Holy crap.
Yep. They go to see Dr. Baker. The kid is with the doctor when the dad walks in all drunk, sees the boy, and he starts crying. And then he says, you know what? I need some help. So what started out as a community thing, of course, Paul Engel saves the day, you know.
Of course.
He says, all right, well, I'm going to live with him, and we're just going to go through it. He's going to be the interventionist. Yep. Go through withdrawal. He's going to help him build up his property, his homestead.
He can do everything.
And the little boy, Graham, lives with Miss Ma Engels and the girls. So he goes through it. You see him all sweaty and breaking down and pause there, you know, to make sure he's good. They're building stuff and he needs to lay down once in a while. They're making cornfields and building doors, chopping wood. The pastor comes to visit and he kind of gets upset because he thinks, well, holier than thou came to check on me.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, then Pa, in a moment of, are you kidding me, says, Well, I understand how you feel right now. You're missing your boy, but I'm missing Ma. And he says, tell me about your wife, because you realize, you know, that it's just the boy and the dad.
Okay. Yeah.
Her name was Lucy, and she died during childbirth.
Oh my goodness.
And in a moment of therapy with Pa Ingalls
at Pa Ingalls Detox Center,
Pretty much. He says, it's true. He says, you're taking it out on your kid.
Yeah.
That she died. And then finally, you know, the man, you know, John has this realization. Yeah, I did do that. And then he wakes up in the middle of the night, finds his last bottle in the barn. And for a second you think, oh, no, no, he going to drink that.
Oh, my gosh. He's going to put you back into the detox center.
Drink that whiskey. But instead he pours it out. Okay. And there was his aha moment. Then he gets reunited with his family. And Pa, there's Pa, you know, because he feels like he's in the same boat because he was missing Ma for so long.
No.
For those, you know, days of detox.
Not the same.
Nope.
Ma's alive, Pa.
Yeah. God. Stop it. Stop projecting, Pa. Not all about you, Pa.
So they all reunite. Dad takes the kid's hand. And, oh, actually, Mary gives the boy a chicken. So they have the chicken in a cage that the boy
chicken.
Made.
Isn't she blind? No, she's not blind.
Yeah,
yet.
That's later, Jace. Okay. Yeah, we're still in season one.
Mm-hmm.
And then they walk off like with the chicken 15, in a cage. Right. I mean, wow. If you want to watch this, maybe you miss it or you didn't watch it like me. It's remastered on Amazon Prime.
Oh, jeez.
So there you go.
Gosh.
That's
wow.
What Child of Pain is about.
Child of Pain.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel pained going through this episode.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
And you see the hallucinations. You know, it is. They do a good job of showing, you know, that it takes time, and the guy's, you know, going through it. He's sweaty. He's dreaming that there's a bat in the sky.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. He's just. And then Pa has to wrestle him at one point to keep him from running out. And
whoa.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness, Lex.
I was taking it for the team,
man. Why
are
we watching this crap?
I was unprepared for this, okay? I'm thinking they're, you know.
Can we have a fun light episode? Do you think that they planned, like, okay, the next episode needs to be light because we really put the audience through the ringer here?
I hope so.
Because I hope so, too. Jiminy Christmas.
I just want to, you know, run through the forest or the prairie a little bit, you know, with the angles.
And when
but Circus Man was last, too, remember? And he had that magic powder that made everybody, I mean, speaking of drugs.
Yeah, people died.
Yeah.
Well, and when did Pa turn into Dr. Phil?
Yeah.
He was straight up.
God.
He was like, tell me about your wife.
Oh.
You blame your child, don't you?
Oh, my God. Oh.
You're taking it out on him for her death.
Oh, my goodness. It's like something you see on Dr. Phil.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
The prison you create for yourself locks from the inside.
Stupid head or dumb head.
Oh, John.
What does he say?
Oh,
crap
John, that's
head.
Good.
That's it, crap head.
That's crap head.
That's good. Prison. The prison you create. What is it? What is this line?
The prison you create for yourself locks from the inside.
Yep. That was Pa.
I've never heard that one before. Oh, that's good. Oh, Dr. Phil.
Oh, Dr. Pa Ingalls.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Well, Lex, that was on behalf of Dawn and myself, we deeply apologize.
We apologize.
Thanks
for going through that for us.
That one was a little bit of a rough road there.
Crap head.
Oh.